what's your number?
For Chris Garnford, oh, what a shot.
We're going to call you.
A perfect hook shot.
All of the time.
Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, great to have you on the show, Gilly. Welcome to Adelaide.
How are you, gents? Yeah, great to be here. Good weather.
Yeah, we've turned it up a notch.
All right, mate.
Have you had a quick wander at all to have a look at what's going to be on offer of this pitch? Because with 39 degrees tomorrow, I would imagine Gilly sitting in the dressing room, a few blokes are saying, we better have a bat.
you'd be keen for the coin to come down the right way, wouldn't you? I can tell you, I'm standing looking at the ground, at the pitch as we speak. And it doesn't look like there's a lot of grass on there at this stage, early stage of the game. So it's a very light colour to it. So, I'd be thinking, as you say, those temperatures getting up high 30s, bat first, bat big.
And bat long.
Yeah.
Hey, Gilly, good decision to leave out Mitchy Marsh by the selectors.
Well, I think, obviously, that's just compensating for the fact that, you know, the obvious one, Smith and Warner are out, and they've accounted for just on nearly 40% of Australia's runs in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So that tells you we've got to bolster the batting. Mitch Marsh has showed glimpses last year, but hasn't been consistent. So shored up with Hanscom, who's been getting some nice results in Shield cricket, but more importantly, the local boy.
Yes.
He's getting a game. That's great. I reckon that's fantastic that they've stuck with him. I didn't think that his position should have been in any jeopardy or question since the UAE test matches. So can't wait to see Travis Head play test cricket in Australia.
And Gilly, we're wrapped as well. And great to see that he bats at six and just give him some time in the breathing room.
I reckon in that position, he's, I suppose, one of the biggest challenge he'll have is if he's going in there and Ashwin, the off spinner from India's bowling, and he loves bowling to left-handers. Well, he's got a better record against left-handers than right-handers, Ashwin. So that'll be a little hurdle for Travi when he first gets in there, should that scenario be the case. But hopefully there's plenty of runs on board. And, yeah, he can just buy himself some time. And as I say, very excited about that.
And no one's going to take it away from us between now and then that he's in and out, the Chetty Sayers drama we had, Gilly. We're still a little bit bitter on whether they're in or whether they're out.
He's in. I'll be very surprised. Right. Unless you guys know something,
I don't. Hey, you wrote your first article for The Australian today and gave us a great insight into Virat Kohli. You were in charge of a young man back in the day. Can you just take us inside of your thoughts of this man who is basically resetting benchmarks in world cricket?
Yeah, he's box office. He's an absolute superstar. And I think Australian viewers and audiences and crowds will find a bit of a different cat from what was here 4 years ago and indeed 8 years ago. He was a young brat who came out and was dropping the bird on the crowds and couldn't handle getting abused, so he just couldn't believe it. But he's still feisty. He's still got the fire in the belly. And I reckon when the 50-50 moment comes up in the game where, you know, the fuse has been lit, he'll still show plenty of passion. But he's settled a bit more. He's a bit more mature now. But he's got, I reckon, and what I wrote about is the greats, the superstars, the Federers, the Warns, the Michael Jordans. I reckon they've got this capability where no matter whether it's good or bad, what's happened, they process it and then they just shoot it out the back door of the mind and forget it. It's the very next thing. And it's easy to say, and everyone should do that, but the champions do it better and quicker than the not-so-good ones. And he was brilliant at that.
He's a superstar. Gilly, why did India refuse to play a day-night test match in Australia?
I reckon it's because they haven't played many of them. I think they might have only played one in India, maybe. Mm. I might even be wrong there. They may not have done one. But and I reckon they just thought, no, we've got a big opportunity to win a series in Australia. We're not going to go down that route. They would have probably felt a bit vulnerable, Australia's record in the three tests that they played here. So it's very good. So they would have felt a bit vulnerable. It's a shame. It's become a real spectacle, hasn't it? And that's, I was here for last year's one. It was terrific. But, it, you know, the the romantic in me, the traditionalist. I'm looking forward to five days of traditional test cricket at this beautiful cricket ground. It's going to be great.
Tell you what it does, Gilly. Gives you half a chance to recover as a punter. You can have a few and get home at a reasonable hour and be okay for the next day.
Oh, try broadcasting. Oh. You'd like to know about that in radio, but try and stand in front of a camera and do that.
Because an all-day session in 39-degree heat makes you vulnerable. Don't worry about the cricketers.
Indeed. I'm hearing you.
Well, mate, good luck calling. Obviously, Fox doing wonderful things with the cricket this year. You're on board with Triple M all throughout the summer, mate. Cannot wait to see it happen. It's Christmas Eve for cricket fans, Jar, isn't it? Mm,
it absolutely.
Gilly, cannot wait to see all the action.
Yeah, the summer kicks off truly tomorrow, doesn't it? I looked out the back. It's not only about on the field how the Adelaide Oval looks, out the back where all the little marquees and tents are set up. It's just dying for patrons. So get out there tomorrow and... Can't do that. Watch it on Fox and listen out on Triple M. You'll get plenty of cricket.
Now, Gilly, why did you snub Louie and I for a coffee today? Because Brian Taylor, BT, done it to us this year. I thought we were catching up today for a coffee. Why did you snub us?
Well, we still can. I just got off the plane, came straight to the ground and been through rehearsals. I'm trying to be very professional about this. Trying to keep everything composed. I've seen the way you guys are around when it comes to cricket. How to handle yourself on and off the field. But get in and out of the office.
Gilly,
anyway, we'll get there.
Gilly, you don't even have to play it. That was that wide of off stunt. You could have left that alone, mate.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Gilly, can I just pass this on to you? And you'll cross paths. We had JB, James Brayshaw, on the other day.
Jimmy!
He said he was responsible for a lot of dents in the pickets, especially square of the wicket. Naturally, yours went over the top, so it hit no one but fans.
That when he was bowling.
Tell him about the grandstand name.
Oh, it's just a little dirty. There's nothing up there in the name of Brayshaw.
I'll tell you a real quick one on Brayshaw. Yeah. My first two first-class centuries were at this ground, at Adelaide Oval, against South Australia. Yeah. One in the last game of one season and then in the opening match of the next season was one. And I've got two great shots that photographers took and sent to me of me raising my bat. My first and second century. And just the camera angle in the background, standing in gully, was James Brayshaw for both of them. Arms folded with a look of disdain on him. He looked like someone had let, some rat bag into the game of cricket, and it wasn't him. Mate, such a disdainful look. He couldn't care about me.
It was like you'd come to his house and drank all his pims.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, mate. Enjoy.
The dories. All right, see you guys.
There's our man Adam Gilchrist with Triple M right throughout the summer on the Rush Hour with Jarson Louie, 104.7 Triple M.